Welcome to Cholangio Heroes, a video podcast produced by the Cholangiocarcinoma Foundation. I'm Jennifer Weaver. I will serve as your host today. I'm also the Foundation's Director of Communications, and joining me today is Christina Scambato. She has been involved with the Foundation for just a couple years, but I'm going to turn it over to her to introduce herself and tell us more.
Thanks, Jennifer. Hi, I'm Christina Scambato. And as Jen mentioned, I have been connected to cholangiocarcinoma and the foundation for a couple years now. In early 2019, my husband actually was diagnosed with cholangiocarcinoma about a week after the birth of our son. Kind of came out of the blue, not really any warning signs for us, except for maybe a few weeks before diagnosis. So it's a bit of a shock, to say the least. And he fought for 11 months and passed away on Christmas Eve of 2019. And pretty quickly after he passed away, I felt very determined to continue fighting for him in whatever way I could. And I started researching different organizations that help support research and clinical trials and came across the foundation. And backing up a little bit, you know, during our year-long battle with cholangiocarcinoma, myself and my sister-in-law and my two sister-in-laws really dug in and started researching clinical trials everywhere, trying to arm ourselves with as much information as possible to give Matt the best shot of beating it. And, you know, it felt very disheartening along the way to find that, you know, because cholangiocarcinoma was so rare, that the number of treatment options weren't plentiful. And I know that now they've come so much farther than they were 10 years ago. And even now there's still so much more work to do. Right. So, knowing that and knowing that there was still such a huge need for us to really continue fighting for this, we really wanted to figure out how to do that. So I contacted the foundation about a month after Matt had died, and they ended up connecting me with another. And I let them know that, you know, we really wanted to do some sort of fundraising event. We really wanted it to be in Matt's spirit and, you know, very fun loving nature that he had. And but also to raise money to really help propel this fight against cholangiocarcinoma. So they connected me with another volunteer, Heidi, and we chatted for a while just about her big event, and she gave me some ideas, and I really, you know, got together with a group of my close friends and family, and we formed A Matter of Hope, which is currently a 501c3 organization based out of Maryland, but our event is broadcast globally. We've been doing it for the past 2 years. We're going into our third year this year. That's kind of how I connected to the foundation and, kind of what's come since then.
So would you mind telling us, did Matt have any symptoms? Like what led to the diagnosis?
So in around Thanksgiving of 2018, he started to have some stomach issues. He was diagnosed with Crohn's disease in 2002. A pretty mild case. He's never really had to go on medication long term. He kept it under control with diet and exercise. He went for colonoscopies every 2 years. Very, very good about that. But, you know, he thought maybe it was a Crohn's flare up, and it had been about 18 years since his last one. So he went to his GI doctor. They did some blood work. Everything seemed okay. So they were like, it's probably, you know, if it is, come back. If you're still experiencing some of this in a month, come back to us. So about a month or so had passed, and right around that time he started getting, so this would have been late December, early January. Mm-hmm. He still was having these stomach pains, and he had scheduled a follow-up with his OB, not OBGYN, gastroenterologist, sorry, yeah. Female no over worries. Here. Yep. gastroenterologist. And he, in the meantime, prior to that appointment with the GI doctor, he started developing some pain in his side, which he assumed was musculoskeletal. He did work out pretty heavily, and he ended up finally it was bothering him enough to go into doctors, and they were like, yeah, it's probably musculoskeletal, but let's just get an x-ray done just to make sure nothing's going on in there. And that's kind of the start to how we found out. And you know, after that x-ray was done and they saw something was going on near his bile duct, they thought it was potentially his gallbladder had burst.
Yeah.
So we ended up going into the ER. They ran a bunch of tests, couldn't figure out what it was. He was referred to a liver specialist. And from there, we kind of dug further and eventually Matt was diagnosed.
Well, I'm sorry to hear of his loss and, you know, your loss, his passing. But I love that you're paying tribute to him and sharing with us a little bit of your journey, because a lot of people exhibit a lot of symptoms that are similar and they don't go to get checked. And so, you know, I think it's really important to listen to your body, and Matt did, and we're celebrating him now. And so I was wondering, with A Matter of Hope, what sparked the idea of doing the fundraiser that you do?
We kind of talked through around some ideas of what we wanted to do. Like, did we want to do a race, or did we want to do something, you know, like a golf tournament? But, you know, for us, again, we really wanted to kind of do this in Matt's legacy and Matt's honor. Mm-hmm. And Matt wasn't really a runner and he wasn't really a golfer. We didn't really think a weightlifting competition would be super fun. So we're like, we should just throw a big summer party. And have live music and, you know, just get everybody together and around his birthday. So that's, we hold the event on Matt's honor around Matt's birthday. And that's kind of how we came up with the idea. And we're like, we'll just do a big fundraising event, see what we can get from it. You know, and of course, so we did this, and this was 2020. So we're coming up with all these great ideas, and then March rolls around and we're like, okay, like COVID happens, and we're like, all right, it'll be over in 2 weeks. We'll be fine, right? So we keep planning, and time starts passing, and things aren't getting astronomically better. So by June, we had to make a decision about what we were going to do in August, and we decided to pivot to a hybrid event. So we ended up having a lot of small hubs, small parties of people that connected into each other virtually. And our band ended up playing in a studio that they had and streamed out globally. It actually worked out really well. We had, I think, somewhere close to like 40 different cities of people. We had almost 300 people participating in it. And we raised over $20,000 for the foundation in that year, which was pretty awesome considering we had to pivot so much and there was a lot of unknowns given COVID and everything. So it was really, you know, a testament to not only Matt's legacy and the impact that he made, but just our team and their dedication to being flexible and figuring things out. And it was really great.
I love the idea of having the small hubs throughout the United States. You said 40 cities?
It was something like that. We have our website and we created a map and kind of like plugged in little pins where everybody was participating, and that was really fun to watch too. And we have a ticker on our site that kind of notes how much we're raising and how many tickets we sold, and just, you know, to kind of keep people excited about it, especially as we get, you know, July and August when things start to really pick up as far as people getting their tickets and getting excited about it. So.
Right. So when is your event this year? Is this the second one then?
This will be our third this year. We were lucky enough to be able to hold a big event in Baltimore this year at Checker Spot Brewing Company, which is where we're going to be holding it again this year. And we had a great group there. We still let people kind of to virtually, you know, come in, and we did a social media scavenger hunt so people could feel like they were engaged with us, even if they weren't necessarily on site at Checker Spot. And we're going to do the same thing again this year. So it's August 15th and it starts around noon. So we do kind of, you know, go all afternoon. We have a local band play for us, and we do, again, the social media scavenger hunt. We have a silent auction featuring a lot of our like local Baltimore businesses, as well as partners across the country. Matt's from Connecticut. He went to UConn. So UConn always donates to us. And, you know, we get all of his buddies up there engaged in it. And, you know, we have friends all over the country and really around the world kind of coming in and helping raise money and have a great time.
Yeah. And you mentioned to me earlier, not in this podcast, but that all the funds go to the foundation. Is that right? Like 100% is raised goes to the foundation. That's tremendous. And I was just going to ask you, what do you think Matt would think about all of this?
Oh, gosh. First, he probably would have thought I was crazy. And then he would have been like, oh, this sounds like something Christina would plan. And then I think he would just be really, I think he is really, you know, I believe he's watching over us and supporting us and just really in awe of how much we've been able to do in just 3 years. You know, Matt is a software engineer, very mathematical, very science oriented. And, you know, knowing that we're making, you know, really putting this money towards clinical trials and research and things that are important to help other people and other families not go yeah. through what we did would be just, you know, he would be so proud.
Oh, that's wonderful to hear. And you have a son. How's he doing?
He's good. He's good. He's three. So he, yeah. And he knows A Matter of Hope. He knows that it's daddy's birthday. He knows, you know, so it's fun to, you know, it's, I think A Matter of Hope, you know, on top of being a big fundraising event and an opportunity for all of us to get together. It's also part of Matt's legacy and our ability, you know, we use it to raise money, but we also use it to share Matt's stories and Matt photos and, you know, just parts of Matt that will live on for years and years to come. And, you know, being able to do that and being able to show Bryson all of this collection of stories and photos and the spirit of his dad is very special to me.
So you mentioned that your event is August 15th. Where can people go to get more information or to participate or make a donation? Where do they need to go?
They can go to our website. So it's amatterofhope.org. They can also follow us on Instagram at Matter of Hope. We always are posting on there. We also are on Facebook at A Matter of Hope. That's, you know, how people can find us. Tickets are on sale through Eventbrite right now. So if you're in the Baltimore area or if you want to travel and come visit, summer's a great time to come down to Baltimore. You know, you can always come in. We actually have a hotel block at a local hotel near our event venue with people already booking hotel rooms there. And yeah, it's going to be a great time. But we also will be streaming globally like we do every year. So there is an option on our Eventbrite page to also purchase a virtual ticket, which will give you access to our silent auction. It'll give you access to our social media scavenger hunt and really all of the fun streaming stuff that we do that day with the band and everything else too. So even if you can't make it to Baltimore, you can still participate that way. And then over the next couple months, we'll also release our tank tops that we release every year. So a big part of Matt's fashion repertoire was his tank top collection. So we make sure every year that we include our tank top sales as part of our fundraising efforts. So those should be released over the next few months. And, you know, even if you can't make the event, that's a great way to donate as well.
Oh, right on. And we're going to help you. The cholangiocarcinoma Foundation has more information on its website as well. It's in our event calendar for August 15th. So those that are listening and watching, you can also go to cholangiocarcinoma.org. You can find us there with the our events calendar. Click on there. And then you won't only hear about A Matter of Hope. There's all kinds of things that we do with support groups and webinars. So the foundation is here to support in various ways. Whatever best suits your needs, please come and give us a visit. And also take the opportunity to go to amatterofhope.org. Learn more about Christina's event and support her. We would really appreciate that because ultimately it's helping everybody in the cholangiocarcinoma community. We're hoping all of these efforts will lead to a cure. So thank you for joining me today, Christina. I'm so grateful to you and to meet you.
Thank you so much, Jennifer. It was great being on here.
Oh, great. And to all of our viewers and listeners out there, we will see you next week with a new episode of Cholangio Heroes.
I know.